guys, DGS on KMOX, few minutes past 4 p.m. Dave Murray was just on, said he doesn't expect anything severe tonight, although keep your head on a swivel. And then we have more coming in tomorrow morning. So the rush hour is going to be kind of screwed. And then he said what he's most concerned with is another line of storms tomorrow evening, which makes me concerned just for the game, but, you know, kind of obsessed. Skip Weber is here, as usual, on Mondays doing the Sweet 16. Today we are doing the Sweet 16 of best all-time fictional detectives. And I really thought this morning, I'm like, there's no way we can have trouble with this. Everyone knows what a detective is. And then I came in and Andrew's like, well, we have a question. I'm like, oh, for the love of God, are you kidding me? So we're going to be very open-minded about detectives. They can be a private eye. They can be, you know, attached to a police department. They could even not even have a license. They could just be someone who's good
at solves crimes,
detecting stuff.
It's a book or a TV show where someone who solves crimes and they're normally a taxi driver.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know who, and I apologize if I'm taking someone's submission, but, you know, I typically, you know, will Google it and look like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. That's a good one. On three of the lists I saw, do you know who is number one? Angela Lansbury.
Murder, She Wrote?
Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury is
What's the character's
person?
Even name?
She's a real person.
Yeah, that's the actress's name.
Evidently, in her private life, she was also a detective.
All right.
She solved three crimes
Jessica
on the set.
Apparently,
she
wrote about
alone.
It. Yeah.
Jessica Fletcher was her name.
Really?
Must be really famous if most of us don't even know the name.
It was a long-running show, I guess.
It was.
Is that your first one?
Yeah. First-round draft pick.
Skip, lead us off.
I'm going to go with a great one that's on TV, not... Network has always been on a streaming, but it's even greater in the books. I've read all the books. They're just, you can't put them down. They're very quick reads, even if they're 300 pages.
I know what you're going to say.
You probably do. Mm-hmm. Harry Bosch.
Yep.
What a great detective.
I didn't read the books because I can't read books anymore. And I probably wouldn't have resonated with it so much if it wasn't that actor.
Well,
he's just so good.
The first season before I read any of the books. Mm-hmm. So I always pictured the actor in the books.
Yeah.
And it worked great.
Yeah.
And it's just, the books are very well written. I love the process that he goes through to solve the stuff as a cop. And,
yeah.
You know, and then the little side stuff of what happens between the different officers. And,
yeah.
You know, it's really, really good. And I don't know. I would recommend that. People always ask me, hey, what's a good streaming show? Watch Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And then, of course, same universe as The Lincoln Lawyer. Now there's a new one called Ballard. All the same. There's another series of four or five books where it's a reporter that also solves crimes. They're all, and they kind of cross over some a little bit. They're all great. Very well done. Michael Connelly, the name of the guy.
Andrew.
I got a billion here, but I'm going to start with Batman.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Detective Comics.
Yeah. Detective Comics.
That's where it came out. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Known by the epithet World's Greatest Detective. And he's a bat.
And a man.
In case you're wondering.
He's Batman.
Kevin.
One of my favorites. This one's this is a modern one, too. Rust Cole from True Detective.
Ooh, good one.
Love that. I just rewatched the original series again, for the third time. I love that show.
Yeah.
And Rust Cole is awesome.
I've never watched that.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my
good.
God.
Skip.
I know.
I think it's the best thing committed to film.
It's so
10
good.
Things that is the best of all time that I've never watched.
Oh. Yeah. And I feel you.
It's a quick watch
I've
if you're ever into it.
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good.
But yeah.
Not but as that's good. A commitment. Not True not Detective's as one season.
Yeah.
You know, Breaking Bad is what, 6-7 seasons?
Yeah.
That's a commitment.
Bosch is better.
There's
than
a great interview on TikTok with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey.
Were they high?
Probably. And Woody's like, man, you drove me crazy with your method acting. He goes, I don't even know what you mean by that. And Woody loses it. And he's like, F you. You know exactly. And so then Matthew starts laughing. Evidently, he didn't break character that whole time. Rach.
Jim Rockford.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a great
Rockford
one.
Files.
I actually left that off because I go, man, the younger people aren't going to know who that is. So I'm very proud of you, Rachel.
This young one does.
I love James Garner.
He's great.
I love that man.
Yeah.
What an incredible actor.
And he sells beef for dinner.
Yeah. You should see, what's the racing movie with him? Grand Prix?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inspector Clouseau.
Oh, man, I had that one. That's the greatest of all. I had that one for a surprise for later. I can't believe you threw that out there.
Dave
sniped
you.
Laughed.
My gosh. What bugs me is there are some people that don't find that funny.
Yeah, you feel
and
bad
I go,
for him.
How? How can you not think that that's the funniest thing? He solves the crime, so don't feel bad for him.
Right.
He keeps getting promoted because everybody thinks he's the greatest, except for the people that work with
every
him.
Every time he spun the globe and then leaned on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
Back to you.
I'm going to say that the Townsend Agency, Charles Townsend.
Oh, Charlie's Angels.
Three young ladies working for him.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
And the reason why... is because it's newly on. Well, yeah, that's the real reason why. But the reason why it's top of mind is it just started showing them on MeTV.
I
told you that a couple months ago. That whole Charlie's Angels and Heart to Heart is now, boom, on MeTV on the weekends.
Heart to Heart could be another one.
It could be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. These are detectives.
Yeah. Andrew.
The girls.
Veronica Mars.
Never saw it.
Good one.
Never saw it.
Don't know it.
Is that paranormal?
No.
Okay.
She's just a detective.
I loved that show.
It's a great show. Very, very fun show.
Andrew. I'm sorry. Wheels.
Veronica Mars.
Hey, if this doesn't fit the technical definition, it's fine, but Jack Reacher. I got other choices.
He was a military, right?
Right.
Military
he was. Detective. Yeah.
He solved crimes.
I don't think
military.
That's the title, but that was his job.
Long
he was an investigator.
Crimes.
Yep.
But I think most of the novels were all mysteries, though. I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the shows.
All right, good. Jack Reacher.
Rach.
Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Yep.
Pet Detective.
I had that one.
Really nice. I have all weird ones.
That's good.
How about Mystery Incorporated?
What's that? Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. That was going to be my next
that's
one.
Right. That's right.
I love it.
They're all detectives, so yeah.
Yeah.
But they're real.
Yeah. Well, now they are. They're doing another real life version.
Back to Skip.
Let's see if you guys even know what this is. Jupiter Jones and the Three Investigators.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Great books. Kids' books. So without that, let me go to slide over the Hardy Boys.
Okay.
Right. Oh, there we go.
Nice.
We all know that one.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock and the Three Investigators were my favorite books, like in second, third, and fourth grade.
Hmm.
They're so good mysteries. They're a little paranormal-ish.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock put his name on it, but he wasn't in it. But he'd like write an introduction. And the main guy was named Jupiter Jones. And the books are so entertaining.
Don't know it.
Yeah.
Don't know their work. Andrew.
The closing act for Skip's opening acts there, Nancy Drew. The true book detective.
Did on television... The Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew crossed over.
They did in the books as well.
They did? Okay. Mm-hmm.
They were always trying to make something happen between those.
Yeah.
No, they were
that
not.
That crew.
That is not true.
They were trying to force it.
No.
Were they teenagers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Were the Hardy Boys also teenagers?
Yes.
I know Nancy Drew was. Okay.
They're boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their father
was. Well, I thought they were like kids. I thought they were like 11.
No, their father was a private eye. They were old enough to drive.
Their
father was a private eye, and they did like major cases, and then they would stumble on something that was like, oh, somebody lost their penknife or something, and it would turn into a major case that was.
If you guys are just joining us, we are doing the Sweet 16 of Best Fictional Detectives. Real detectives would have been really boring.
Yeah.
So fictional detectives. Ooh, it's getting kind of dark out west. Back to you, Wheels.
Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah.
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. Mm-hmm. Harry Callahan.
Inspired by?
The Hardy Boys.
Don Knotts.
No, Nancy Drew.
The Hunt for the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what the first Dirty Harry is.
That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense. Sure. I never knew that.
I want to let you guys know that whenever we get to voting, this is organically how this all turned out.
Okay.
You see, you're not rigging the game.
I'm not rigging the game. There are some extremely funny matchups on this round of the Food Festival.
It's rigged!
Vic, who requested this on the stream twice, I'm going to go with Monk.
Love it. Love Monk.
Never saw it.
Yep, me neither.
Really good.
Tony Shalhoub.
I know. Everybody likes it. Well, put it in the list of stuff that I'm stupid to not watch.
How many we need, Rach?
We need two.
I'm going to let you guys choose between Kojak and Frank Drebin.
Frank
Drebin's so funny. Kojak was great, though.
Who loves you, baby?
He was a sex symbol.
That was a great...
Loved that guy.
So was Frank Drebin.
I'm going to do Drebin because I think I got the most votes. So we need one more, please.
Can we do this? Can we do this list without Sherlock Holmes on it?
Nah, we could probably need him.
Yeah. Which version, though? Which one do you like best?
My favorite.
I'm kind of a Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock Holmes. I thought he was good.
I like what's his name, Johnny. I forget the actor's name, but Lucy Liu played Watson.
Oh
in
yeah,
Elementary.
Yeah,
I
love
Robert Downey Jr.
No. It was
John
Appleseed.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Quest.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Okay.
That was a good show. Yeah.
There have been a lot of good Sherlocks. Yeah, that's why I asked. Yeah.
Kind of a Peter Cushing guy myself.
Yeah.
Basil Rathbone. Mm-hmm. Remember him?
Yeah.
The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Ooh, that was scary.
On that, it was a great movie. Yeah.
One of my first scary movies. Yeah. Okay, here you go. Voting for the Sweet 16 of the Best Fictional Detectives, Harry Bosch versus Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Bosch.
Ace.
Ace moves
on. Is that Ace?
Oh, come on.
I don't think any of us saw Bosch.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
Batman versus Mystery Incorporated.
Batman.
Mystery Batman. Inc.
Mystery Inc.
I think it's a tie to skip.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Mystery Inc. then.
Yeah, look at that. Nice.
Just because of the word zoinks.
Rust like Cole from True Detective versus the Hardy Boys.
Oh, Rust Cole. Life is a flat circle.
I haven't seen it. I got to go Hardy Boys.
Sorry, time is a flat
circle. He's a big bummer, but I guess I'll go Rust.
Yeah, Rust moves on. Jim Rockford versus Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew.
I'll go Nancy.
Jim.
Nancy.
Nancy moves on. Inspector Clouseau versus Dirty Harry.
Oh no.
No, that's the worst thing.
No.
How could you set it up that way?
I know. This is when
she does this on purpose.
When I wrote down Dirty Harry, I was like, I got to tell these guys.
I'm
going
to say Clouseau.
Oh, sure, Clouseau.
Yeah.
Good. I don't have to vote.
Charlie's Angels versus Monk.
Charlie's Angels. Baby.
Monk.
Yeah, I'll go Angels too. Veronica Mars versus Frank Drebin.
Frank Drebin. I've never seen Veronica.
And that's fair.
Frank moves on. Jack Reacher versus Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, man. Well, that's got to be Sherlock.
I got to go Sherlock Holmes.
There are a lot of versions of Sherlock.
There you go. Rach, want to take a break and come back?
Yes, please.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Essen KMOX 424. Sweet 16 of the best fictional detectives of all time. Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Down to the Elite 8. Ace Ventura versus Mystery Inc., the Scooby-Doo kids.
Scooby-Doo.
Ruby-Ruby-Doo.
Yep.
Yeah. That one has some legs. Rust Cole from True Detective versus Nancy Drew. Basically the same character.
Nancy Drew.
Rust. I'll go Nancy.
Tie to you.
Well, I never saw True Detective. I got to go Nancy Drew.
There goes Drew into the final four.
And took down them Hardy Boys, too. She outlasted them.
Yeah,
the
sure
bad
did.
Thing about that is I read them both. My sister was always reading Nancy Drew. I was reading Hardy Boys. And we passed them back, you know, and we both read both. And we both liked the Hardy Boys better.
Hmm.
Same person wrote them under different names.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, when it was written at the time, it was like, well, girls do girly stuff. And it wasn't all girly stuff. But the situations they got in were so much more adventurous because it was two boys.
Hmm.
You know, and it was more exciting books. And so it's exactly backwards. But that's okay. It's still good.
Inspector Clouseau versus Charlie's Angels.
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 I'll go Angels.
Well, there you go. I was having a hard time choosing.
Yeah, my funny side, my horny side, we're really having a fight there. Angels moves on. Frank Drebin from Police Squad versus Sherlock Holmes.
Frank.
Funny versus
Frank.
Horny again.
Yeah.
Frank.
Drebin!
Frank time.
Frank takes
Drebin.
Out. Yeah.
Which is which, Skip?
Kind of Sherlock. A little bit of both on this, isn't it?
Final four. Scooby-Doo Kids Mystery Incorporated versus Nancy Drew.
Scooby-Doo.
Scoob.
I'll go Nancy Drew.
Scoob.
Scoob moves on. Charlie's Angels versus Frank Drebin.
Oh, no.
Frank.
Angels.
Frank.
What's the votes?
2-1, Frank.
I'll go Angels.
Oh, damn it. I didn't vote yet.
Mm-mm. Nope. Tie to you.
Got to go funny side. Drebin.
All right. There's your final best fictional detective of all time, Frank Drebin from Police Squad versus the Scooby-Doo Kids.
If it weren't for those damn kids.
I'm going Scoob.
Scoob!
There you go.
Scoob.
Scooby takes it. Scoob well, it not Scooby.
Unanimous.
The whole team.
Unanimous?
Unanimous. Monty Python and the Holy Grail is our Sweet 16 Grand Champion.
What were they?
Maybe
smartest people ever.
Oh, dumb
silly
movie.
Comedy.
Yeah, oh, dumb silly comedy.
Yeah, I'm gonna still
Monty Python.
Yeah, we'll stick with Monty Python.